This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected jobs report for August released by the government this morning. It shows the economy adding 201,000 jobs last month. Analysts were predicting it was going to show 195,000 new jobs, which still would have been very strong. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night.
Unemployment is at historic lows, and more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
President Trump going after Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, in a tweet this morning calling it a scam, claiming he doesn't talk the way he was quoted in the book, and if he did, he wouldn't have been elected president. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continuing today. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More from the president's campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night. He brings up that anonymous op-ed that appeared in the New York Times yesterday, very critical of him, and supposedly written by one of his own staffers.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Tropical storm Florence is still about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic, but it's continuing a track in a westward direction towards the eastern seaboard. Forecasters say it could impact the east coast next week. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit, meeting in Kabul with the Afghan president and the new U.S. commander for American and NATO forces there. This is his second visit to Afghanistan in just the past few months. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
He made over 100 movies, but he seems to be best known for this role.
Son, we gave it our best shot. I don't like this any more than you do, but...
Actor Burt Reynolds, there in Smokey and the Bandit, has died at 82. He passed away at a hospital in Florida after cardiac arrest yesterday. His family says he was surrounded by loved ones at the time. His on-and-off-screen partner, Sally Field, mourning news of his death, saying Burt will always be a part of her life. The Greeks are out at Monmouth University in New Jersey. The school suspending all of its fraternities and sororities until further notice after published reports say the moves come in response to serious conduct violations there. The university president sending a letter to the campus community saying all events including recruitment or social activities are suspended after a series of incidents involving alcohol, hazing, and drugs. The move affects instructs about 750 students at Monmouth U. And a new report says more baby boomers and Gen Xers are smoking marijuana. Researchers report 9% of people ages 50 to 64 say they used it in the past year, double the amount in the same age group in a survey done in 2006. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Pat Goodell joins us. Yes, the world famous Pat Goodell, Democratic strategist. Pat, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. You know, the last time you and I talked, we talked about, these propositions that were coming out of both parties. The prevailing question was, is it adding or taking away from the great American experiment? And in light of what is being discussed right now by the Democratic Party, how would you answer that question now?
Well, concerned about the great American experiment. Our politics has reached, as everyone knows, a kind of a very sour and contentious point. But the Democrats seem to be excited about it. I just saw Rasmussen's poll this morning showed 67% of Americans disagreed with Andrew Cuomo's comment from the other day that America was never great, which he's obviously being beaten up on for and has tried to walk back. But, that just tells you the kind of tone. The other thing is this insistence that the media had, the mainstream media or the cable networks or whatever, of driving this false or one-sided narrative about collusion and Trump and whatever. I think that's, most people don't care about it anymore, frankly.
Right.
The deal is, Pat,
I mean, you and I, we're on top of this because we have to be, but the everyday Americans out there trying to put food on the table, get back to work, they don't have time. I mean, this drama's been going on for almost 2 years, and they're going, well, I'm tuning out. I'm going to tune into another reality TV show.
Right, exactly. I think that's happening, and I think that it's just too much for people. But I'm watching it, you're watching it, the drive to the what I call the pulling everyone from the center, where most Americans are. But the campaign so far, the party so far, particularly Democrats, are just going as far left as they can. They're being pulled by their presidential candidates, I think, or potential presidential candidates, who are all trying to center themselves for 2020 in a very left party. So they're pulling the party to the left, whether it's the ICE issue, let's abolish ICE, which I think mentioned you before, you know, one day somebody said that, and within a week it seemed to be a popular position in the Democratic Party, not in the country. Same thing with, Elizabeth Warren's attack on the justice system, saying that it's racist from front to back, and what have you. And, Kamala Harris's support and defense of identity politics, which I believe has been the downfall of the Democratic Party, in terms of being able to put forth a national vision. These things are all moving out of the mainstream, and to some extent that's also happening on the other side. So the real question is, who will dominate eventually the center in this election that's coming up?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and my question to you on that is that Donald Trump being non-traditional, and a lot of the pundits will quickly remind everyone that the ruling party, the majority party in the midterms, suffers losses. And I'm not sure that I would go with tradition, only because Donald Trump and his force has been anything but traditional. And what we're seeing in these primaries so far, I'm curious to get your read on what you're getting out of it and what you're not getting out of it, because to listen to the mainstream media, it's like, this blue wave is a coming.
Yeah. Well, I think, as I've said before, said to you and others, as long as the Republicans fail to move forward with a coherent nationalization strategy for this election, I'm with you. You know, the Democrats will be advantaged by the normal rules of people who are unhappy with the incumbent party, perhaps. How big, I don't know. But the point is, you made a very important point, Bill, which is Donald Trump's election in 2016 upset the very paradigm of how presidential elections work. What is to say that this election is going to be normal?
Exactly.
And therefore, we really don't know if it gets engaged, as I think it will over the next several months, and on some of these issues, particularly the drive for impeachment that's out there for the Democrats and some of the positioning they've taken on the issues. This is the kind of thing that will move Republicans and independents who may not be that enthusiastic about Trump personally, but they don't want to go back on the economy.
Exactly.
This economy is doing extraordinarily well for people. You can see it in the numbers of the NAACP had a poll recently.
Right.
News had a poll. You're seeing African-American approval of Trump has risen dramatically, as has Hispanic approval. That's the economy.
Right.
And therefore, the question is, well, how does that fit in? If the idea that you're going to take the country backwards, back to where the real issue is here, where do you want to go? You may not be happy with today and all the things, but do you really want to go back? Do you want to go back to Nancy Pelosi and some of her and what people don't recognize is just how out there, because of seniority, some of the, if the Democrats won, their incoming chairman would be,
Maxine Waters? You got Maxine Waters? Oh, my goodness. I mean,
finance, yes. Do you want Maxine Waters there? Do you want, Jerry Nadler as head of judiciary? He's a one-note impeach, drive Trump out of office person. He would have that responsibility. I'm not sure on foreign policy. My question is, I think that I have to check this, but Barbara Lee could be the chairman of the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. And she is, she's way out there in terms of her positions on American foreign policy.
Yeah, you talk about these great gains that we've made in such a short period of time that has encouraged America. You got America back to work, making more money than they've made in a decade here. It looks rather bright. So how do they ignore their wallets that are expanding? How do they ignore that to change parties?
Well, that's the point. I mean, if in fact Democrats are saying, we want to repeal all these things. We want to take away these things. We want to spend 2 years tying the country up or tearing the country up over impeachment, which they won't have the vote in the Senate anyway. But nonetheless, to investigate, to do whatever. You know, I saw some numbers recently where, you know,
Pat, let me hit the pause button because we've got to go to break. Okay. We'll be right back. More from Pat Cadell after this.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
If you want to know all the love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand.
Back with the American 1990. minutes after the top of the hour, Pat Caddell, a Democratic strategist and consultant, is with us. Pat, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but we had to go to break. We're back. Let's pick it up right now. Okay?
Well, I was going to say I saw the Rasmussen recently, which was a very fascinating number, asking people if the effort to impeach Trump took place, how would it affect the economy? And 2-to-1 people thought it would hurt the economy, and including large numbers of people in groups right now that are trending Democratic in 2018. Well, if that issue gets joined and with others, I'm not sure the country wants to go down that road. But you have Tom Steyer spending $100 million or more to drive the candidates, to give them the support, impeachment, and so forth. And I think that to ignore that issue are the consequences. What we're not dealing with right now is what are the consequences? What are the consequences if the Republicans hold on to the Congress? And what are the consequences if the Democrats take over the Congress? And that has not yet happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, Democrats have not couched the issue at all. Nancy Pelosi's, called them crumbs, the bonuses that people got with the tax cuts. And she flat out said those tax cuts are going bye-bye. So she's been upfront about this. So, why would America want to see taxes eradicated and their discretionary income that was increased taken away? Way for the sake of Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party.
Yes, and what are the Democrats talking about replacing with nothing? We haven't heard a word, really, about any other policies other than protecting Obamacare, which are restoring it or whatever they'd like to do. But they have not explained, well, if you take away this stuff right now while the economy is going, what are you replacing it with? There is
exactly.
The problem for the Democrats is, and the reason if you're on the other side you would want to nationalize the election, is the Democrats aren't outstanding for anything. They said we're going to let our candidates run in their own districts or whatever. Well, that is a prescription good for the Democrats, because then their candidates are not held to any standard. They can pretend to be whatever they want in their districts. And so I do think we could see a very different midterm if this election gets engaged. And that's the question in a couple of weeks.
Well, Pat, you bring up a good point here, and that is the bifurcation of the party. If they're out there representing themselves to individual markets, how do they come together? And, many of them have said, look, I'm not supporting Nancy Pelosi, but... if Nancy Pelosi lives another cycle, what is that going to mean for them?
Well, that's the point. The point is, I don't know I don't think they've got the vote even. Because remember, Nancy Pelosi is a fantastic fundraiser.
Yes.
And she is pouring huge amounts of money into these individual contests. What I would like to hear is how people think, do you really believe if Nancy Pelosi gives your candidate X a lot of money, that when push comes to shove, that candidate's not going to be supporting her for speaker, whatever they're
exactly.
saying today.
Yes. She is the queen of quid pro quo, Pat. You know that.
Yes.
I mean, there were stories when she was 7 years old sitting in her dad's office picking up the phone, talking to people and saying, okay, what's in it from my dad here, So she's learned early.
yes. And she is, she is a very powerful force in that caucus, and she has the support of the current membership because, for the most part, because they agree with her, and she takes care of them, and she is doing that with these candidates. I would bet anybody any amount of money that if the Democrats took the House, she'd be Speaker.
Yeah.
And that's the country ought to think about, too,
No, I agree with you. I think the fact that they put out there, you know, for whatever they want to do and say that they want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, as you say, she has coddled, you know, and she has been there to support, you know, her fellow Democrats for all these years. I mean, you imagine the amount of money she's raised over the years,
exactly.
Pat? It is astronomical, and that brings with it a lot of power and influence that she has been able to wield, and people have wondered time and again, how does she stay there? But that's because they do not understand the power of the purse, and she's got
right.
A big purse there.
And that's the point I'm trying to make is the candidates is the question is, you're going to tell me you're going to take all this money from Nancy Pelosi, but then you're going to vote against her for speaker? After you're elected and nobody can do anything about it, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easier vote. Oh, whether it was this, we had this reason or whatever, they'll come up with some rationale.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are serious, then they shouldn't be taking her money.
Exactly. Pat, your read on the new darling, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I think she's a very passionate, attractive force. I mean, she's got a great personality, and she has a great presence and real charisma. Her problem is her policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she advocates as far out as you could be for democratic socialism, and that's another issue. Mm-hmm. The Democrats seem to be, you know, we had that poll that came out with, you know, Democrats being more favorable to socialism than to capitalism. And so the question is that what the country wants? She is that, and that's why she has had a mixed record, her and Bernie, out in the primaries, because it even scares Democrats, centrist Democrats. And that question of, do we really want to go that direction, is another issue that's on the table, should be on the table for this November. And the enthusiasm that I think it really comes from younger people more than older people, but a lot of Democrats are really upset by this. They have no interest in democratic socialism. I mean, look at Europe, look at, you know, and look at Latin America. It's not exactly a formula for, you'd rather have socialism than a booming economy.
Yeah, how does that make sense?
Question.
Right, exactly.
That's an issue, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's what is, you know, causing some brain damage here, because it may sound good at a rally and, you know, you get the group think going on, but then when you go home and you look at your checkbook and you go, really? I want to walk away from this kind of economy. I really want socialism over capitalism. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren is banging her drum that, socialism ought to replace capitalism, and going, really? I mean, where is the empirical evidence to demonstrate that socialism has outdone capitalism? I don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't see that argument working in a country that is where, you know, what you're suggesting is more government control at a moment when voters overwhelmingly say they want less government control. So, I find that another inconsistency here. But as I said, you have to go back to the failure of the Republican leadership in Congress politically, which, talk about brain dead and their greedy consultants who just want to get their hands on money. They want to have a district-by-district election because they can make more money. You know, they don't make as much money if this is nationalized. Even though the voters, their party would benefit. You know, they're talking about, well, when it comes to the vote, we're going to pass some bills and make people. I don't know what world they're living in. And they are right now and the White House has been unclear. I mean, I'm going to say that this is a referendum on Trump, and I don't think they want to have that. They want it on the policies and where the country is and where you go back to. But so far, that is not come together, and then that is the crisis of the GOP.
Exactly. Well, Pat, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time. Honor always to have you on with us, Pat Caudill, Democratic strategist and consultant. Thank you, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Are Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected jobs report for August released by the government this morning. It shows the economy adding 201,000 jobs last month. Analysts were predicting it was going to show 195,000 new jobs, which still would have been very strong. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night.
Unemployment is at historic lows, and more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
President Trump going after Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, in a tweet this morning, calling it a scam, claiming he doesn't talk the way he was quoted in the book, and if he did, he wouldn't have been elected president. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continuing today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way.
Fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to talk about school bus safety with the president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council. Tucker Perkins is going to be joining us in just a few seconds here. But first of all, let me give you a little bit of background. You know, you might be surprised to learn that the number of students who ride a school bus powered by propane each day is approaching 1 million as students prepare to head back to the classroom. It's a perfect time for parents to talk to their children about school bus safety. Why not? Joining us today is one of the top energy experts in the nation. Tucker Perkins is the president and CEO for the Propane Education and Research Council. He's here to share some important information about why school districts are continuing to turn to propane to power their school buses. Welcome, Tucker Perkins. Good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be with you today.
Hey, let's talk about PERC and the top goals of your organization.
Well, PERC is an industry group that finds ways to use propane better across the country. And one of the ways we do it is developing technology like these engines that have reduced emissions and save its users money. So that's exactly the kind of technology that we're talking about in these propane-powered school buses.
I know that traditionally when you talk about propane, most people think, especially here on the West where I'm at now, is there propane tanks for barbecuing. But the technology has grown exponentially. And maybe you can help our audience understand how propane fits into the overall energy mix in the U.S.
Well, I'm always happy when people realize that propane is the fuel in their grill. Mm-hmm. That propane is a fuel that heats the homes of 4 or 5 million homes across the country, nearly a million farms, and has been the fuel that industry looks to power forklifts, to have clean burning forklifts to move their goods. But we're here today talking about propane in transportation, and mm-hmm. most people don't realize it. 200,000 vehicles this morning operating across the country on clean burning propane auto gas.
Well,
nowhere is that better than in the propane-powered school bus.
Exactly. Just how many school districts, Tucker, are using propane for their school buses?
Well, the answer is about 850 school districts. But as you said, a million children riding to school, 16,000 buses, 48 of the 50 states. And the adoption just continues to expand, and those numbers are changing literally daily as more and more school systems get away from dirty diesel and move into clean propane-burning school buses.
Well, you kind of led into my next question, and that is the growth. You know, what's the trajectory over the next 5 years of increased use of propane, especially as it relates to school buses?
Well, we continue to see school systems choose propane-powered buses. And the rate of growth is really dependent on how fast they can get rid of the older, dirty diesel buses. But we're so happy to see that the rate of growth continues to change, continues to expand as school systems that first bought 1 and then 2 and now 10 and then 50, they see the benefits. They see mm-hmm. how these buses are not only cleaner, they're quieter, but specific to the school system, they're easier to maintain and save them great amounts of money. And nowhere is saving money more important, I argue, than in a school system. My favorite statement, Omaha says, when we switched to propane school buses, we saved enough to hire more teachers. That's the conversation we want to have.
Yeah, that's exciting, and that's great news there when they can make those kind of statements, because as we know, it's always an upside for our kids when we get more and better teachers in the classroom.
Absolutely, and it's transformational if you think about it. These propane school buses are cleaner, so students no longer experience that puff of black smoke you see when a diesel pulls away from a stop sign. Mm-hmm. The drivers are in a safer vehicle because they're quieter, able to hear better what's outside the bus and what's inside the bus. But now school systems saving money and how they put that money back into the school, that's the transformation that's going on every day.
Now, you say for these schools, you know, they've got to get through this process. It's not like all of a sudden you can convert your entire fleet. So they're doing this a little bit at a time. And I got to imagine those students and the bus drivers that are in the propane-driven school buses, you get a little bit of school bus envy going on here.
I love talking to drivers who have come from diesel buses to propane buses to hear about their positive experiences. I didn't really realize until I started talking more about propane school buses how many students get excited to ride the bus. I was just with a kindergartner last week, and she was just overjoyed to be able to ride the bus. And it's just important to us that if people are going to be enjoying riding the bus, it's our duty to really put them into these clean buses that we know are safe for them.
Mm-hmm. Why are these propane buses safer, Tucker?
Well, first, because they're cleaner. And mm-hmm. and you can imagine a child walking by the tailpipe, to the bus, off the bus, riding in that bus. Some kids ride on a bus for as much as an hour each way. So to provide a cleaner environment is so important. To provide a quieter environment is so important, even for the child. Mm-hmm. And that's really the two reasons they're safer than any other product out there today.
So what can parents do to start the conversation about propane buses with their own school officials?
I lost it.
Do we lose you? I can hear you here. Yeah, my question to you, let me repeat it, Tucker, is so what can parents do to start the conversation about propane buses with their own school officials?
Yeah, we always encourage parents to be involved in this conversation, to perhaps start the conversation at the PTA or the school board, talk to the superintendent. We created a website for parents to go to learn more about propane school buses. The website is betterourbuses.com, betterourbuses.com, and it's a source for parents to learn all they need to know about why a switch to propane-powered school buses is the right transformation for their town.
Well, Tucker, as the kids are getting back to school, and as we mentioned earlier, this is, you know, all hands on deck kind of proposition here when we're talking about school safety. You know, parents have to, you know, we caution and admonish them and encourage them to talk with the kids about school safety. It's just not, hey, jump on the bus and, you know, get on down the road here. There are things that, you know, we need to consider, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the safety of our kids on school buses.
Absolutely. In my house, it's probably the hardest tip, but it is to get the children out of the house on time so they're not rushing to the school bus. Make sure they're in a safe place while they wait, and then make sure that not only has the bus come to a complete stop and the stop bar is engaged, but to make sure the traffic has come to a complete stop before they board the bus. That ensures we start the day right. Putting them into a propane school bus is even a better way to get them to school safely.
Yeah, I mean, there's some practical things, like you say. I mean, and I think you're the first one to ever talk about, you know, being at the bus stop on time so you're not rushing and, you know, trying to throw yourself and, you know, stressing getting on the bus. You know, we do it as adults at times. We catch ourselves doing those things and say, why are we doing this? We certainly don't need to be doing this with our kids, do we?
Absolutely. And I think moms across the country today are agreeing with me, and also we all realize how difficult it is to be just a moment early, but it just starts the day better for both the driver and the student to get them to the stop and get them on the bus safer.
Well, he is the president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council. Tucker Perkins has been with us. You know, kind of amazing, you know, you think about these numbers, considering that, you know, number of students who ride a school bus powered by propane each day is approaching 1 million. And every day we've got more schools joining in because they realize that propane buses are a safer, quieter way. It's all very positive, isn't it, Tucker, being involved with a propane bus?
The transformation is happening. It's happening for the right reasons. And rarely do people get a chance to make a choice that gives them so many positive benefits and saves them money. And that's what they get with propane school buses.
Well, we got 10 seconds left, so where can they go for more information?
BetterOurBuses.com.
Tucker Perkins. Thank you, Tucker. Appreciate it.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently...
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice, let me testify. A pretty night, cause this is do or die. The time has come to make a choice. And I choose
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? And, of course, I'm sure you probably will after our next guest, Tom Harris, coming up here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, traditionally, think about this. Liberals have usually supported skepticism and relativism. You always heard, from the left, why? Those are good questions to ask, especially when it comes to science. Indeed, it was the German left who promoted Albert Einstein's relativity, and the right who opposed it, believing in hindsight correctly that it threatened their worldview. But this approach has been turned upside down in the global warming debate. While many conservatives promote open discussion about the causes of climate change, most of the left consider this unacceptable. As promised, Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, joins us now. Tom, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. This is really what this is. This is a clash of worldviews, and interesting that the tables have turned.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's interesting because in The Guardian, they just had an open letter published, signed by politicians, by scientists, by the executive director of Greenpeace, telling the media they should not report on the alternative point of view. And in fact, what they were threatening here specifically was they said that if the media allowed skeptics to have a voice in stories, these so-called public intellectuals will boycott giving comments. So they want to shut us down because they know the truth.
Right. Well, our former president, in fact, used a very non-scientific term in talking about this issue. He said it is a fact. Well, that's not science. I mean, in science, it's a law, but I don't know of anything being a fact when it comes to science. Do you?
Yeah, no, that's quite correct. The whole point is that truth only applies to things that are universal In other words, they apply everywhere. It applies on Mars. It applies in Athens. Necessary. In other words, it has to be that way. It's unequivocal. And truth is certain. There's no probability involved. It's in the bank. And, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. That would be true. Mm-hmm. But the idea that we are causing dangerous climate change, that's a matter of interpretation the scientists make on their observations of the data. And, of course, there's all sorts of different data and all sorts of different interpretations. And the scientists themselves are biased themselves. You know, everybody on this planet is biased in one way or another based on your upbringing and your education and your financial status. All those things influence you.
But, Tom, it seems like we've gotten more fixated over that biases, and we're letting that drive the point as opposed to reason and intellect, because now what has happened is that if you don't agree with me, you're marginalized. You're now you don't have an opportunity to get an A in class. You're not going to be given an F. You lose tenure. You are compelled to behave as certain people in power dictate, or you're out of the club.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see that very much in the Global Climate Action Summit that's coming up on the 12th to the 14th of this month in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. A team of us are actually going down to San Francisco, and we're going to be presenting alternative points of view. But, you know, when I've shown people the list of speakers that are going to be at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, it includes people who have nothing to do with science. Mm-hmm. I mean, and of course, if they're promoting truth, well, that isn't science, it's opinion. Alec Baldwin, for example, is going to be a speaker there. The Prime Minister of Fiji is going to be there. Mayor of San Francisco. You know, there are some scientists here as well, president of the American Geophysical Union. But then there's a musician who's a keynote speaker at a climate summit. You know, so, I mean, it does get beyond the science after a while because, you know, they know what the truth is. So now it's just a matter of taking action to save the planet. And indeed, if you read what Governor Brown said, I mean, in his YouTube video, for example, promoting promoting the conference, he says this. He says, I'll just read it. It is up to you, it is up to me, and tens of millions of other people to get it together to roll back the forces of carbonization and join together to combat the existential threat of climate change. That's why we're having the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. Well, I mean, it is interesting, Bill, you know, that the people around the world don't agree that climate change is really that serious a problem in comparison with things like better education and healthcare. And I think we've spoken about this before, but the UN, they actually did a worldwide poll, and millions of people have voted, and they gave people 16 priorities, and you were supposed to list them as to what governments in the UN should focus on first. And as this poll is being conducted, it's pretty amazing to see what's happening. Climate change, action on climate change, comes dead last. Okay, things like education and clean drinking water and good sources of electricity. I mean, those things all are coming much higher on the list. And, of course, that makes sense because, I mean, if you look at a country like Nigeria, for example, they rate climate change not just last, but very far last.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, because they don't have the basics of life. But if you look at countries like Denmark, I believe they put climate change as the third or fourth. Interestingly, the United States puts climate change as number 10. So even in the U.S., the people are not agreeing with the U.N. and Al Gore when they tell us that it's the greatest threat to the planet and the greatest threat to people.
Well, the unfortunate thing about this, Tom, is because of the hyperbole and amazingly coming out of science where, you know, the thing that I appreciated when I went to school about science is that everything had to be referenced. You had to, you know, show your research. You had to prove your point. And if you were going to operate in the theory, theoretical, then you stated it as such. But it's unfortunate that science has reduced itself to this low of level because it compromises its credibility. Does it not?
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, good scientists know that everything is up for debate. Okay, I mean, for when they first proposed that the plates move, the plate tectonics, I mean, that scientist was disgraced in the field, and it was only after he died that they realized he was right. You know, so I mean, science always changes. Today's supposed truths are tomorrow's wrongs. You know, and that's the way we should progress, because if we stop questioning, that's when science comes to a grinding halt. Okay, and indeed, you know, you see throughout history that when we stopped exploring and expanding our minds, that's when societies go backwards. So scientists should be speaking out more and saying, you know, oh, come on, this is our opinion. It'll change based on new information, new data. And, you know, a lot of the data, for example, very, very simple, basic data, does not show what we're, you know, that we're experiencing anything unusual. You know, the maximum temperature in California, for example, was July 10th, 1913. And if you look at the official government records for states, what you find is that all across the board, these maximum temperatures were set almost always a long, long time ago. In fact, in the 21st century, only two states have had their maximum temperature records set. You know, all the other maximum records. In fact, back in the 30s, I think it was 1936, there was something like 15 maximum temperature state records set. And you can look at this database, and I'll send it to you. It's really interesting.
Yes,
it talks about max temperature, min temperature, most snow, most wind, all that sort of thing. And what you find is there's very few records being set right now. As far as I know, and the last time I checked the database a few days ago, the only record in 2018 was the largest hailstone ever in Alabama. It's interesting. It was more than 5 inches in diameter. So, yeah, I mean, if climate change is going to kill anybody, I guess that hailstone could kill someone.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, as well, is that if it's man-caused, and considering how many more people occupy the planet versus then to now, you would think there would be a greater impact, would you not?
Well, yeah. Anything that's going to change, you know, with respect to hurricanes, and, you know, we haven't had a hurricane make landfall in 2018. You know, tornadoes are down. You know, the maximum temperatures are down. I mean, it really doesn't make sense to say that we're having all these weather extremes when, even though now we have a lot more observations, we're not seeing, you know, these kinds of things. And of course, the infrastructure around the world in the last century has increased 13-fold. So where on the coast of Florida there might have been one hotel 100 years ago, there's now 13. So when hurricanes do hit, they do cause a lot more damage, even though we do harden our infrastructure. And the other thing, of course, Bill, is that if you had a tornado hit in the middle of Oklahoma 300 years ago, who would know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, whereas now everyone's out with cell phones. So, you know, there's a lot of observational bias there, where there's just a lot more people to observe what is actually happening. But even still, even with that observational bias, the records still show that today's climate is not unusual, nothing unusual going on. And all of the climate scare, essentially, is based on computer model forecasts of the future, which the scientists themselves admit are not actually modeling climate very well today.
Well, not to mention, with Al Gore, some of the information that he used going into it was fudged and since has been proven. But yet, to this day, people, you know, they haven't done their due diligence. They hold on to that old, outdated, and lying information, that deceptive information, and they try to argue the point. And I'm saying, look, I'm not here to win the argument. I want to, you know, I want to win the day for all of us, and that is, let's do what's right, but based on, you know, reason and intellect.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Sir Francis Bacon, back in the 17th century, he talked about how our minds are influenced by inherent traits and social influences. And he, you know, he talked about, for example, the idol of the tribe that affects everyone. It concerns our natural tendency to see pretty patterns, you know, things that are not really there. And, you know, we have to be very careful about that. You know, idol of the cave, that's a really interesting one. How specific biases affect each of us as individuals. You know, for example, a chemist is going to see chemistry in everything.
Exactly.
And if you're being paid millions of dollars to, you know, basically find human cause of climate change, well, you already are biased from the start. And undoubtedly, you'll find some evidence somewhere. And, of course, our school system is completely biased. I mean, I taught a course in climate science at Carleton University. I had about 1,500 students over the years, and they were astounded that most of what they were hearing in high school before then was either wrong or highly debatable. And the idea that scientists agree we're causing a, you know, dangerous climate change, well, some do and some don't, and some say, I don't know. So, I mean, you know, the opinion is all across the board. When I ask scientists behind closed doors, even if it's going to be hotter or colder in 20 years.
Well, Tom, we've got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the insight and update. Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Thank you, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue
Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon.